Good morning and praise the Lord.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of God. Amen. Yes. Kindly open our Bible and read Psalm chapter 67, verses 1 to 7. Psalm chapter 67, verses 1 to 7. God, be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth, Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus who shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, to give us eternal life. Lord, we come to you today with gratitude for all your goodness, faithfulness, and loving kindness to us. Thank you, Lord, for all the trials that you save us from all of them. Lord, we thank you for the discipline that we receive from you, for our sins, for the rebuke through your word, and for the suffering that you allowed us to pass through in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for our salvation, for the miracles, wonders, and we thank you for your provision, for our jobs and incomes, for our food, the good health, the strength, answered prayers, for the healing and for the pleasure that we gather once again today in your house to worship you and serve you. Lord, thank you for all the seen and unseen blessings that you bestow upon us in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God, renounce your anger, laziness, stubbornness, selfishness, envy, and jealousy, non-willingness to serve, renounce your worldliness, your lies, and your greed. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by your blood, as you said in your word. If we confess your sins, it is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. For as Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, as we lifted up into your hands our needs, we trust you that you listen to us and will provide for us all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. And pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that you will protect and provide for each and every family in the church their needs. Lord, I pray that each and every family to unite daily in reading your word and worship, in kneeling down in prayers. Lord, I pray for each and every family to be a good example to others around them in the society that they live in. Lord, enable them to evangelize and to reach other people around them and plant Bible studies. Lord, we pray for the salvations of the family's members who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for each husband to lead his wife and children according to your will. Lord, we pray for each wife to be submissive and a good helper to her husband. Lord, we pray for parents to be united to implement discipline to their children, and that their children will be obedient to their parents and obeying the instructions that come from the Word of God. Lord, we pray for the children to keep them humble and teachable hearts and make them diligent to help in household chores. Lord, we trust you as we discipline our children that they will grow and be blessed by you. Lord, we pray that you will help each single parent in the church and provide their needs to lead their children in your ways. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for yourself to be a good example to others around you and to evangelize to them that through you they will come to know Christ. Commit yourself to bring your tithes, offerings, and your first fruit to God. Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters to be a good example to their colleagues and to evangelize to them. Lord, bless all those places of works for my brethren. I pray that they will receive their salaries on time and they will be honest to bring to you their tithes, their offerings, and first fruits. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful to giving what is due for you, that you will increase their salaries and income in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. If you know any brother and sister in need, pray for him and pray for her. Lord, we pray for those who are sick to heal them and to provide jobs and income to those who are jobless and to give wisdom and solutions to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries and whom we meet daily to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to reach them with your word and the gospel of Jesus Christ. We commit ourselves to continue to pray for them. Lord, humble them and reveal yourself to them. Grant them, Lord, repentance and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, and Armenia. Lord, we commit ourselves to pray for all those places that you allowed your church to expand from. Lord, we pray for the people that you will reveal yourself to them in missions and dreams. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and the laws in those countries and be a good citizens and to preach the gospel to them. Lord, prosper all those places so we too will prosper. Lord, we pray that you will give us favor in the eyes of those who are in government, and you will provide for us all the logistics, the offices, and the documents that we need through the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Lord, prosper all those places so we do your church to be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church and for all the ministers of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted in other places not yet been reached by the gospel. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to give us more spiritual gifts, speaking in tongues, interpretations of tongues, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, gift of faith, gift of healing, evangelism, pastoring, teaching, prophesying, and the rest of the gifts and the talents that we need so that your church will operate with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations. We pray to bless evangelism, the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publications, children and youths under their parents, wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, use all these ministries to bring new people to you. Lord, bring us with us more laborers to serve you with us. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our service today. Lord, anoint us in the items of our worship. Anoint our prayers. Anoint our songs. Lord, bring us into the most holy place and fill us with the Holy Spirit. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you and praise you. Lord, heal the people, set others free from their bandages, and save them. Lord, anoint the message of today and the speaker and speak to us. Lord, let your word change us and transform us. Lord, anoint the recording of today's worship and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, and the members of the church, and to reach the lost, and new places, and to new people, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord. Let us sing to God and worship Him, and thanking Him for everything that we've been passing through in our life. I come before you today, and there's just one thing that I want to say. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all you've given to me, for all the blessing that I cannot see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. With a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arm, I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For all you've done in my life. You took my darkness and gave me your light. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You took my sin and my shame. You took my sickness and healed all my pain. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. With a grateful heart. With a grateful heart. With a song of praise. With an outstretched arm. I will bless your name. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In the morning hour, in the evening late, I'm gonna praise your name. In the morning hour, in the evening late, I'm gonna praise your name. In the morning hour, in the morning hour, in the evening late, I'm gonna praise your name. In the morning hour, in the evening late, I'm gonna praise your name. For when I praise your name, my strength is renewed. You strengthen me, you strengthen me, you strengthen me, Lord. For when I praise your name, the demons flee. Tremble at the sound of your name. Tremble at the sound of your name. In the morning hour, in the evening late, I'm gonna praise your name. In the morning hour, in the evening late, I'm gonna praise your name. I'm gonna praise your name.
I'm gonna praise your name.
Yes, I'm at peace.
The power of your love of God to us.
Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, I come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be swept away by the power of your love. Let your love surround me. Bring me near. Draw me to your side. And as I wait, I rise up like the soar with you, your spirit leads me on in the power of your love. Lord, unveil my eyes, let me see your face to face, the knowledge of your love. As you live in me, Lord, renew my mind as your will unfolds in my life, in living every day, in the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround me, bring me near, draw me to your side, and as I wait, I rise up like the Spirit leads me on in the power of your love, and I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on in the power of your love.
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hands, grafted into your perfect plan. You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through your eyes. Yes, O God, you are the potter's in our life, O Lord God. We give it our life unto you, Lord. Continue to mold us, O Lord. Use us and fill us, O God, with your Holy Spirit to be used for your glory, O God, and to do the commissions that you want us to do, Lord, to proclaim your salvation to the people around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now collect our tithes and offering and first fruit unto God. And 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 to 8. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. As God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Yes, O Lord God, you are a God of abundance to those who cheerfully and willingly to give what is due for you. We ask, Lord, to pour out your richest blessing to bless to those generously to give their tithes, offering, and first fruit, and experience your abundance love to them, that your word is true. Multiply this money, O Lord God, and use it to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I am reading from the message of Dr. Ramiz, our overseer, entitled Watchman, Part 21, The Watchman Should Have Eyes and Deeds. Watchman, Part 21, The Watchman Should Have Eyes and Deeds. Letter A, 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 1 to 42. 1 Samuel chapter 25, verses 1 to 42, King James Version. And Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together and lamented him and buried him in his house at Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. And there was a man in Maon, whose possessions were in Carmel. And the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail. And she was a woman of good understanding and of a beautiful countenance, but the man was cheerless and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men, and David said unto the young men, get you up to Carmel, and go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. And thus shall you say to him that liveth in prosperity, peace be both to thee, and peace be to thine house, and peace be unto all that thou hast. And now I have heard that thou hast sharers. Now thy shepherds which were with us, we heard them not, neither was their oath missing unto them, all the while they were in Carmel. Ask the young men, and they will show thee. Wherefore, let the young man find favor in thine eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand unto thy servants, unto thy son David. And when David's young men came, they speak to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David, and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There be many servants nowadays that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my sharers and give it unto men, whom I know not whence they be? So David's young man turned away and went again and came and told him all those sayings. And David said unto his men, gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the staff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt, neither miss we anything, as long as we were conversant with them when we were in the fields. They were a wall unto us both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 cakes of figs, and laid them on ashes. And she said unto her servants, go on before me. Behold, I come after you. But she told not her husband Nabal. And it was so, as she rode on the ass, that she came down by the covert on the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her. And she met them. Now David had said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him, and he had requited me evil for good. So and more also do God unto the enemies of David. If I leave of all that pertained to him by the morning light any that beset against the wall. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ash and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, upon me, let this iniquity be, and let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience and hear the words of thine handmaid. Let not, my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and fully is with him. But I thine handmaid, so not the young man of my Lord, whom thou didst send. Now therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, saying the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. And now this blessing which thine handmaid had brought unto my Lord, let it even be given unto the young man that follow my Lord. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid, for the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord. And evil hath not been found in thee all thy days. Yet a man is risen to pursue thee and to seek thy soul. But the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God. And the souls of thine enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord shall have done to my Lord according to all the good that he had spoken concerning thee, and shall have appointed thee ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief unto thee, nor offense of heart unto my Lord, either that thou hast shed blood causeless, or that my Lord had avenged himself. But when the Lord shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember thine handmaid. And David said to Abigail, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, with which sent thee this day to meet me. And blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which has keep me this day from coming to shed blood and from avenging myself with mine own hand. For in very deed, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, which hath kept me back from hurting thee, except thou hast hasted and come to meet me. Surely there had not been left unto Nabal by the morning light any that beset against the wall. So David received of her hand that which she had brought him, and said unto her, Go up in peace to thine house. See, I have hearkened to thy voice and have accepted thy person. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore, she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after, that the Lord smote Nabal, that he died. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Blessed be the Lord that had pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and had kept his servant from evil. For the Lord had returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him to wife. And when the servants of David were come to Abigail to Carmel, they speak unto her, saying, David sent us unto thee to take thee to him to wife. And she arose and bowed herself on her face to the earth and said, Behold, let thy handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. And Abigail hasted and arose and rode upon an ass with 5 damsels of hers that went after her. And she went after the messengers of David and became his wife. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. O Lord God, Father in heaven, your word is living and active. Lord, I pray that as I read your word today, your message to us today, O Lord, that it will not return empty, but Lord, will accomplish what you desire in our heart, O God, in our life, Lord. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. King David did his part and watched over the sheep and the well-being of Nabal. His attitude as watchman went along God's instruction in Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 1 to 4. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verses 1 to 4. Thou shalt not see thy brother's ox or his sheep go astray and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt in any case bring them again unto thy brother, and in thy brother be not nigh unto thee. Or if thou know him not, then thou shalt bring it unto thine own house, and it shall be with thee until thy brother seek after it, and thou shalt restore it to him again. In like manner shalt thou do with his ass, and so shalt thou do with his raiment, and with all lost thing of thy brothers which he had lost and thou hast found, shalt thou do likewise. Thou mayest not hide thyself. Thou shalt not see thy brother's ass or his ox fall down by the way, and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt surely help him to lift them up again. The watchman should do his part and care for others' belonging as long as he is in the possession to look after and do that. We should not be careless about the belongings of others as long as it is in our hands to do something. I am not telling to care for wicked people, but you will know them that they are wicked only after trying them. The right attitude is to watch and care as David did. David was not tempted to covet as the word of God tells us. Exodus chapter 20 verse 17. Exodus chapter 20 verse 17. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, thou nor his manservant, nor his maid's servant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. David expected that no man would appreciate what he did to him and reward him when he will ask him some help. But Nabal refused to offer anything to David and even insulted him. David became furious in response to what Nabal did and even said, 1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 21. 1 Samuel chapter 25 verse 21. Now David had said, surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow hath in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained unto him, and he had requited me evil for good. David thought that his labor to watch he and his men over Nabal's men property was in vain. But God did not forget his labor. God did to David the following. Number one, he did not allow him to fight by sending him Abigail, Nabal's wife, who convinced him not to fight. Number two, God supplied his need by adding to him what Abigail brought to him. Number three, God revenged to David by putting Nabal to death. And number four, God rewarded David's toil fully in giving him Nabal's wife. The watchman can see that watching for the well-being of his neighbor is not useless. I pray that the word of God will find a way to your heart, and you can see today as a watchman how you can apply it in your life and receive God's reward and provision for all your labor. Hebrews chapter 6 verses 10 to 12. Hebrews chapter 6 verses 10 to 12. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Letter B, Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisee, which had bidden him show it, he speak within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love thee most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgive most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, thou givest me no water for my feet. But she had washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou givest me no kiss, but this woman since the time I came in hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman had anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, Thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said unto the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. The above was what had happened and what Jesus said and discussed while he was in the Pharisee's house where he was anointed by a sinful woman. He was anointed by a sinful woman. The Pharisee looked on the old sins of that woman, but he failed to see her repentance and what she did to the Lord. He was not a good watchman and was not able to see and recognize certain deeds that accompanied the woman's repentance. Number one, willingness to serve. The first service to God is our repentance. Jesus said to the Pharisee, I entered into thine house, thou givest me no water for my feet, but she had washed my feet with tears. Washing of the feet is willingness to serve, to be servants and not masters. In Luke 7:38, we read, and stood at his feet behind him, weeping. The woman was humble, for she came from behind and from the feet side and not from the front. Jesus could see how humble she was because she was in repentance. Jesus was saying broken heart and contrite spirit from the way she behaved. Psalms 51:17. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit and a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Humbleness is required so we can serve. Do you get the message? Humility is needed from now onward. Do not sit on Jesus' head, but be at his feet. Number two, willingness to be disfigured and humiliated, and wipe them with the hairs of her head. The woman wiped the feet of Jesus with her hair. She was willing even to offer her beauty and sacrifice it to the Lord. When we want to serve in certain circumstances, we get more hard time that even can affect our own physical fitness and beauty because we would have less sleep, less food, less rest, or we will be exposed to the heat of the sun or to the cold of the winter time. But the willingness to sacrifice must be there. The woman who wiped Jesus' feet with her hair, as a girl, she cared for her hair, wash it, put cream on it, and make it beautiful. But after being at Jesus' feet, she was no more concerned about her beauty, but to serve God and care for his things. Number three, giving much is required. We need to do outstanding things that deserve recognition. The woman has poured perfume at Jesus' feet. She did not put little, but much. She gave much of expensive perfume. We need to give much of expensive things for God. Did the Bible tell us how much she gave to the Lord? in Matthew chapter 26, verse 7, it speaks about a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment. But in John, it says how much what she gave equal. John 12:5. Why was not this ointment sold for 300 fans and given to the poor? What she gave was equal to 1 year's salary. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 10, Jesus said about the woman, she has done a beautiful thing to him. She has done a beautiful thing to Jesus. Matthew 26:10. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, "Why trouble ye the woman? For she had wrought a good work upon me." Therefore, we need to do beautiful things for Jesus. Ask yourself now, have you done any beautiful thing to the Lord? In Matthew 26:13, the Lord said about the woman, Matthew 26:13, "Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this, that this woman had done, be told for a memorial of her." We need to do outstanding things that the Lord will approve and commend. Number four, purity in heart and motive. In Mark 14:3, we read of the same story. The woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of spikenard, very precious. Mark 14:3, "And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head." The Greek word for spikenard is pestikos, which means pertaining to belief. Having the power of persuading, is skillful in producing belief, trusty, faithful, that can be relied on. Purity before God is required. As watchmen and watchwomen, not only we need to do good work, but also our motive should be clean. Number five, purposeful giving is required. John 12:7. Then said Jesus, "Let her alone. Against the day of my burying had she kept this." Jesus said about the woman, "Let her alone. Against the day of my burying had she kept this." It was intended that she should save this perfume for a good purpose. So there is a purpose, is to keep aside certain precious things and to be given to God and in due time. Therefore, we need to be wise in such matter and purposefully do such things. Letter C, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 11. Chapter 11, verse 4. "He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap." The watchman and the watchwoman should not see things and events that would finally discourage them to do the works of the Lord. Watching TV, news, Facebook, notifications, these things will bring doubts, anxiety, and impeachment to our faith and will discourage us from going forward with the plan of God and doing the good works of the Lord. Be careful then and observe what you are watching. Otherwise, you will neither plant nor reap good things for you and for the Lord and His people. Letter D, Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 to 4. "But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was very angry, And he prayed unto the Lord and said, I pray thee, O Lord, was not this my saying when I was yet in my country? Therefore I fled before unto Tarsus, for I know that thou art a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repentest thee of the evil. Therefore now, O Lord, take, I beseech thee, my life from me, for it is better for me to die than to live. Then said the Lord, dost thou well to be angry? Jonah was sent by the Lord to Nineveh to preach the message to them. After much struggles with God's will, he finally went and preached to them the message. But instead of him being praying and interceding on behalf of the city and the souls in Nineveh, Jonah got angry with God and was watching and hoping that God would destroy the city. Such bad attitude of the watchman and the watchwoman would hinder and disturb the words of God. Do not be so judgmental and run ahead of God and before the appointed time. You will disturb yourself and trouble your spirit and will not be able to enjoy seeing fruit in your ministry. Letter E, Genesis chapter 19, verse 26. Genesis chapter 19, verse 26. But his wife looked back and from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Lot's wife disobeyed the instruction of God. Genesis 19:17. Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. She should be looking forward to the new plan and the new life that God had for her to be delivered and to live her life in righteousness. But instead, she looked back, and that look took her life. Luke 9:62. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. The watchman and the watchwoman are the workers in the vineyard of the Lord. They need to look forward and to do the things that God wants them to do. Those who regress and are unwilling to go forward to do the works, they are unfit to be workers for God's kingdom. My dear and beloved, the various examples that we have discussed from the scriptures teach us and encourage us to be faithful to God and function as supposed to be as watchman and watchwoman for the Lord and do noble works and with good motives, obeying the commands of God and his will in our lives. We are taught in all these examples not to be entangled and entertain wrong thoughts, which are neither fruitful nor effective in the ministry and service unto the Lord. Therefore, wake up, watch yourself carefully, and repent so you will be able to see things as God sees and function fruitfully for his glory. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for the various scriptures that I received in this message that brought revival in my life, and thank you for the teaching, the correction, and the rebuke we receive from your word. Confess and renounce all your sins. Confess your anger, lack of self-control, greed, and selfishness. Confess your judgmental approach and looking down on others.
Confess your pride and arrogance. Confess your non-willingness to give to God and to serve Him. Confess your non-willingness to do the good works that God had prepared for you to do. Confess your worldliness, immoralities, and wasting your time on the media and friends. Confess your non-willingness to give to God and to His work. Confess your lack of reading the Bible and your lack of prayer. Lord, I repent. Forgive me the following sins. Lord, thank you for your encouraging word to me. Lord, thank you for revealing to me my sins and my shortcomings. Lord, I repent from the following sins. Lord, cleanses my mind and purifies me from all unrighteousness. I commit myself to continue to do good and will not be overcome by evil, because I know, Lord, that you will be the one to reward me and return to me what is due for me. Lord, I commit myself to look forward, hearing your voice, leading me to do your will and finishing your work. Lord, keep reminding me of your word, especially in time of testing, and give me perseverance to continue to obey you and do your will. Lord, enable me, provide for me, and protect me to continue to serve you. Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in my hands, trusted into your perfect plan. You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live all of my life through your eyes. I'm captured by your holy calling. Set me apart. I know you're drawing me to yourself. Lead me, Lord. I pray for all my brothers and sisters who had committed their lives to you. Lord, continue to open their eyes to see things in the way you see them. Lord, continue to lead them to do the good works that you prepared for them to do, and make of them watchmen and watchwomen who are fruitful and good example to others to follow. Lord, bless us as your church, and help us to continue to do your will and to teach your people and guide them with your plan and purpose in their lives. Lord, bring more workers to serve you with us. Lord, lead us to train others
to go forward, to evangelize, to reach new people with the gospel of Jesus Christ and with the message of God's word. Lord, we pray that you will enable us to plant new Bible studies and new congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, prepare for us. Lord, prepare us for your coming to be ready when you come to take us. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. In the morning hour, in the evening late, I'm gonna praise your name. In the morning hour, in the evening late, I'm gonna praise your name. For when I praise your name, my strength is renewed. It strengthened me, it strengthened me, it strengthened the Lord. For when I praise your name, the demons flee. Tremble at the sound of your name. Tremble at the sound of your name. In the morning hour, in the evening late, I'm gonna praise your name. In the morning hour, in the evening late, I'm gonna praise your name. Amen.